Everyone, let me introduce some of the colleagues who are with me. First, I'd like to thank Town of Hamburg Supervisor James Shaw for his hospitality and cooperation this morning. We have Tom Cogden, who's from the Public Service Commission, which is the state agency that regulates the utility companies. The NYSEG director, Bill Ransom, National Grid director, Ken Kujawa, and we have Major Kennedy from the New York State Police. We are going to have a wind event today. As most people know, Mother Nature is at least giving us a variety of challenges this year: snow, ice, freezing rain, and today primarily wind. There is some precipitation in western New York, but not much to speak of. It's primarily a wind event with the potential for very high wind gusts. Wind gusts in western New York, Rochester as high as 60 mile per hour gusts, Buffalo 55 to 60 mile per hour gusts, in the Hudson Valley 40 to 50 miles per hour, Plattsburgh area, 40 mile per hour gusts. Jefferson County, 40 to 50 mile per hour gusts, the wind coming off the lake. Primarily upstate, primarily western New York. The high gusts of wind are dangerous. 60 mile an hour gust of wind is significant. We have a driver's alert that we're issuing. We're not doing a tractor-trailer ban, but we are doing a driver's alert, especially an empty tractor-trailer. Should be careful when driving. If it gets worse, we'll consider a ban, but we're not doing any ban at this time. Even car drivers, automobile drivers, when you feel a 60-mile-per-hour gust, you feel it, so they should be aware. Citizens, just take the normal precautions. If you have furniture in the yard, things that normally get blown around, you want to make sure they're out of the way, because a 60-mile-per-hour gust will create havoc with that. These are only gusts. It's not like what we dealt with a couple of weeks ago, where we had 60, 70-mile-per-hour winds that were sustained. That is a much different situation. But the gusts will cause issues, and as expected, they'll cause power issues. Poles will come down, lines will come down, tree branches will come down, and we have already seen that. Overnight, we had three transmission stations that serve South Erie go out when a high-capacity line came down and hit other lines. Those three substations are basically up and running. There are now other outages. Apparently there's about another 2,000 outages from another wind-related equipment issue. NYSEG had about 15,000 people out when the substations went out, a high of 26,000 people. That was primarily related to those substations. National Grid has had about 15,000 people, again, primarily in South Erie, Hamburg. Most of them should be restored. But as we go through this day, up until about 10 o'clock tonight, with those gusts, we expect to see periodic issues. Gust of wind, equipment failure. We have crews. We just met with the utility companies. They're doing whatever they need to do. We have backup crews from the state who can help if it gets serious. But people should expect a possibility of power outages given these gusts of wind as we go through the day. Again, it's supposed to be over by 10 o'clock tonight. And it's not mixed with precipitation, so it is manageable. In case you have a problem, the hotline for National Grid is 1-800-867-5222. That's National Grid. For NYSEG, and RG&E in the Rochester area, 1-800-572-1131. If you feel you're not getting the proper response from your local utility company, you can call New York State Government, Public Service Commission, which regulates the utilities. So if you have a complaint, you're not getting the service you believe you deserve, call the PSC, Public Service Commission, 1-800-342-3377. So, first order of business is expect possible outages with these gusts of wind. If you have a problem, contact your local utility company. If you still have a problem, you can call the Public Service Commission, and they will attend to it for you. With that, let me turn it over to Supervisor James Shaw. Hamburg, for no reason of their own, did have a significant effect when those substations went out earlier today, but by all reports, they're all but restored. So I want to thank Mr. Shaw, Supervisor Shaw, for his cooperation and his entire team, which did a great job.